Hi, this is a procedure recording. Name of the patient is Cornelius Baron, Cornelius Baron, 3. Date of birth is 11/14/1981. And date of procedure is 9/20/2020. Mr. Cornelius Baron is here for the following procedure. First is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection that is being done with epidurogram. So interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy, number 2 epidurogram. Number 3 is interspinous injection L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with fluoroscopy with steroid. Number 4, injection of the left subdeltoid subacromial bursa, left side, with bursagram with fluoroscopy with steroid injection. Injection of the left shoulder intra-articular, injection of the supraspinatus infraspinatus tendon on the left side with steroid. The medical indication for these procedures. Mr. Cornelius Baron is a victim of an automobile accident that has occurred on 7/18/2021. In this accident, the patient has been collided on the front end of the driver's side while he was traveling as a rear passenger on the right in a Uber van. The impact of this accident led to him having a TBI symptoms of loss of balance, forgetfulness, nightmare, fearful of the event, as well as headaches, severe, that have continued until now, as well as pain in the neck with radiation to the left arm and weakness of the left arm especially, and also pain in the middle back and lower back. There was a compression fracture of the T8 as a result of this accident that disturbed the superior articular margin and possibly into the disc. L5-S1 has a herniated disc with the involvement of the bilateral neuroforamina as well as the ventral fecal sac. In the cervical spine, there are three levels of herniated disc beginning from C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, encroaching mildly on the epidural space. In addition, in the shoulder area on the left side, it is discovered that he has a tendonitis of the supraspinatus tendon on the left shoulder and a wisp of fluid is seen in subacromial bursa. The AC joint is normal and the glenoid labrum is okay, biceps is okay. It appears that the patient has got a lot of pain and he's not able to lift his arm beyond 110 degrees of abduction at any time. Despite all the physical therapy, patient has had no improvement. He also points down to a severe pain area at the left sacroiliac joint, which on examination was found to be tender and with positive Faber test and Gosselin test, as well as he has severe pain in the middle of the spine at possibly interspinous ligament of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. The patient insisted to have all the injection done today, despite he was given an option to come on another day. But he insisted and all of these procedures were conducted on one day, which is 9/20/2022. The procedure for interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with epidurogram was done as per protocol. Then the injection for left sacroiliac joint with fluoroscopy and with arthrogram was conducted as per protocol. The arthrogram showed the medial and lateral wall of the sacroiliac joint, and no pilferage was noticed, and injection of the steroid with Marcan was injected into the left sacroiliac joint successfully under fluoroscopy. The rest of the procedure is described in the template. The next procedure was to inject the intra-articular injection of the shoulder on the left side, which is described in the template. Next procedure was to inject interspinous ligament L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 under fluoroscopy. The procedure was as follows. While patient has completed his lumbar epidural steroid injection and the left sacroiliac joint injection, the attention was transferred to the area causing most pain. In addition, patient had a severe spasm of the trapezius muscles, especially and the paraspinal muscle from T1 to L5 bilaterally, with several trigger points being present. Extreme spasm was present. However, the patient was also pointing in between the spine, severe pain and tenderness, prohibiting from returning to work and being able to do his ADL. And so this injection was focused by using a fluoroscopy and pointing the fluoroscope AP view, and between the two spine, a successful injection was carried out using 3cc syringe containing dexamethasone and Marcan. An entire needle was withdrawn and a dressing was applied. No excessive bleeding was noticed, no other complication was found, and oblique view showed the position of the needle successfully. The next procedure was the injection of the left supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendon. They are the rotator cuff tendon on the left shoulder. They were successfully injected as per protocol of the template. And then injection of the left shoulder intra-articular, that was done as per protocol also to bring relief to the patient upon his insistence. The goal of the procedures was to decrease the need for pain medication, improve the ADLs, and provide patient early healing and being able to place back him to back to work. The gentleman has been working with Amazon. He's going through a lot of depression and anxiety. He's also seen two neurosurgeons who have not decided to operate upon his cervical spine disc replacement surgery or even lumbar spine discs replacement surgery. He is undergoing a laser treatment, and if it is successful, then it will be perfect. Otherwise, we intend to provide him 2 or 3 cervical epidural steroid injection. And in case his pain continues at the level of T8 where the fracture was, then maybe a 1 or 2 epidural injection in that area to bring some relief to the gentleman. Thank you. He left the office in a successful way, in a stable vital sense.